Our manger scene's constitutional. Hello, and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Roger Byron, who is an attorney with First Liberty. His title is Senior Counsel for First Liberty Institute, which is a legal group fighting for religious liberty in this country. And Roger, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, First Liberty writes this. For decades, a freestanding creche has been part of the Christmas holiday tradition in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Its traditional location is on the bandstand circle of the yearly holiday displays. On site include a Christmas tree, light displays, and a large Santa's house near the boardwalk erected, owned and displayed by the local Chamber of Commerce. The local Knights of Columbus have been trying to continue the tradition of the creche display. But beginning last year, city officials banned the creche from city property, claiming it cannot be placed on the circle or other public property because it is religious. What say you, Roger Byron, of First Liberty?
Well, Jerry, two things are crystal clear. It is perfectly lawful to have a creche or a nativity on public property. It is blatantly unlawful to ban religious displays from public property. That's called unlawful religious viewpoint discrimination, and it is a violation of the First Amendment, and that is what the city has done.
But what would the Freedom From Religion Foundation say?
You will have to ask them that. We hope that the city officials are simply misinformed. I mean, we encourage them to do the right thing, to follow the law, lift this unlawful ban, and allow the Knights of Columbus to continue this beloved Rehoboth Beach tradition.
Sure. Okay, now the mayor of the city said city policy is not to have religious displays on public property or city property. And this is, I guess, a relatively new ban because this creche has been there for years, I understand.
The tradition of having a creche or a nativity as part of the Christmas tradition at Rehoboth Beach goes back decades. And the traditional location for the creche is on the on or around the bandstand circle.
Well, what brought about this difference or this change? When did the city say, oh, we're not going to do that anymore?
There had been a construction project on the bandstand circle, and due to the construction, the creche had been moved temporarily to an alternate location, where it had been kind of left for the last several years. And then last year, a local church and the Knights of Columbus approached the city to have the creche put back in its traditional location. And that's when the city announced that the creche would not go there, that it could not go there because of its religious nature. And then just last month and earlier this month, the city made clear that city policy is that religious displays cannot go anywhere on city property.
Now, this is a city that's a part, obviously, of the United States of America, and we are governed, as you mentioned, the First Amendment. So what does the First Amendment say? What does the Supreme Court even say about this?
Well, again, it's very clear that government cannot discriminate against people of faith because of their religious viewpoint. That is First Amendment 101. It is also very clear, and the Supreme Court made clear multiple times very long ago, that a creche or a nativity on government property during the holidays is perfectly lawful.
Are there some stipulations to that? I mean, for example, I'm thinking of there was a 1983 Rhode Island decision, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, I believe. But the gist of it was, I think they even call it the reindeer ruling. It's the idea is, well, if there's enough Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers in the display, and then you also have a creche, a manger scene, that's fine. But if the nativity scene is all by its little old self, then it's not, then it's an establishment of religion, supposedly. Something like that.
Well, as the Supreme Court says, there is a crucial difference between government speech that endorses religion and private speech which endorses religion. The reindeer rule you're talking about comes into play when a government entity itself wants to display a nativity or a creche on the holiday season. And the government itself is free to do that. If it includes the creche nativity as part of a holiday display that has both secular and religious items. When we're talking about a private display, the reindeer rule is not necessary, nor does it come into play.
Huh. Okay, now let me ask you this. In Boca Raton, which is not too far from where this radio station is housed, about a year ago, there was a satanic group that took advantage of, oh, you can't, you know, have viewpoint discrimination. And around Christmas time, they had some sort of, you know, mock display, you know, that was basically, I think they were kind of trying to use good laws, you know, against common sense and against common people and against Christ. But your thoughts?
Well, in Rehoboth Beach, it has no tradition of other displays at Christmas time. In Rehoboth Beach, the tradition is a Christmas tree, a freestanding creche, light displays, and a Santa's house that's put up by the local Chamber of Commerce.
So no comment about the satanic thing, because that, in other words, it has nothing, no bearing in this particular case, is what you're saying.
That's correct. I mean, in this case, we're encouraging the city to do the right thing, lift this unlawful ban, and allow the Knights of Columbus to continue this marvelous tradition.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. What is the motivating force here? Do you know, or do you have any idea? Had somebody complained? Is it just the general misunderstanding that so many people have, that quote-unquote separation of church and state, which is not in our Constitution, but the Establishment Clause is, of course, is somehow to be interpreted as, oh, you can't have anything religious out in the public arena or public square?
Well, we hope that the city officials are simply misinformed, that they just have terribly wrong information. Otherwise, if they're doing this intentionally, they would appear to have such animus toward people of faith or religious displays that they would rather break the law than to allow the Knights of Columbus to display a creche at Christmas time.
Hmm. All right. Does First Liberty have any history with this kind of issue with nativity scenes, and how did it work out in other communities, if so?
Yeah, we've taken on any number of display matters. In fact, earlier this year, we successfully defended the display of a 40-foot cross as a veterans memorial in Bladensburg, Maryland, and won that case at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. So, and that has bearing, too, because the same idea of religious, if the ruling had gone against the cross, that would be the other way around. But what about manger scenes? Does First Liberty do any manger scenes, or is this, I mean, explain that and how that worked out.
Certainly, we've counseled and represented any number of persons and entities, and sometimes even government entities, in manger scene issues, nativity issues, or creche issues.
Yeah. What do you think drives this kind of anti-Christian spirit, though, that somehow every viewpoint under the sun is allowed, but Christian ones, they're not allowed?
Well, I'm not sure what the answer to that is, but I do know two things. It is perfectly lawful to have a crash or nativity on public property, as we've discussed, and it's blatantly unlawful to ban religious things or religious displays from public property.
Would you mind telling us just a little bit about your own personal background? Why did you choose to get involved with First Liberty and these kinds of cases? What, you know, personally, what was your motivating factor?
Well, some of our most cherished rights as Americans are memorialized and guarded in the First Amendment. And I believe in the First Amendment and in those rights and liberties that it affords us, and it's a privilege to work with a firm that both promotes and defends those rights, specifically the religious freedoms that are guarded there.
Yeah. Okay, anything else you want to say about this or this case or what's at stake?
Well, at a minimum, you know, the First Amendment requires equal treatment for people of faith and the religious displays. The city allows the local Chamber of Commerce to place a Christmas display by the bandstand area on the boardwalk, but has banished the Knights creche from city property. And actually wants it to hop essentially half a mile from the town's Christmas traditions. That is not equal treatment.
Okay. Thank you very much for being with us. Roger Byron, for more information, firstliberty.org. Thank you, Mr. Byron.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.